Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here for the season finale of the Patreon Q&A. And of course, we're here with the man who's answered our Big Brother questions all season long. Here is the great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Doing well, Rob. I've enjoyed these across the season. I'm sad that we're going to have to end them today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we got a doozy. Because we're going to be listening to our exit interview with Kyland here in a couple of moments. I just want to let the audience know we do have a season record length exit interview. I was very tempted. I never listened to them before we do the podcast. Taryn, this was the first time I was tempted to listen ahead to see what Kyland had to say.
I can imagine. Yeah. Because who knows? Not us.
He's given some wild exit interviews already today. I think we have some good questions for Kyland, and we'll get into that. Of course, I don't even know what the right word is to describe the shockingly wild Final Four eviction from the episode last night. Everybody's still talking about that, and these exit interviews really have been pouring more gas on the fire.
Yeah, which, you know, is unfortunately not all that surprising. So I wonder what he's going to say to us.
Yeah. And really, for Xavier, that this man, Kyland, while did a horrible thing to him on Thursday night, you have to also then, you know, he's put into perspective that, you know, Kyland single-handedly ensured that Xavier, one, would win the game, and two, where only about 2 weeks ago, everybody was talking about Xavier, what a jerk. Can you believe the misogynist Xavier? Now Xavier is people are rooting for Xavier. People have really just come around and said, like, boy, I would that Xavier is a great guy.
I mean, it's classic Big Brother, you know. It's this, you go too hard at somebody, it's gonna turn around. It's gonna turn around. That's how it works.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, without further ado, of course, we always like to share the exit interview in the main feed. So, of course, this is the patron Q&A, the season finale of that show. We will do our patron questions after we do the exit interview. That part will not be in the main podcast feed. Of course, you can listen to the whole show on Patreon. And also, we'll be doing our Survivor Q&A all season long this Monday night. Amon Adwin will join me to do our patron Q&A for Survivor 41, but let's bring in the man of the hour here, and that would be none other than Kyland. And so let me go ahead and share his video that we get back. We were able to send out five questions to Kyland last night, and that very graciously, the people over at CBS have gotten them back to us. So we will have the chance to hear five questions with Kyland. Are you ready, Taryn?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go. Question number one.
In hindsight, do you wish you kept Tiffany at Final Six?
Okay. But it's in hindsight.
Yeah.
Hindsight. Yeah. Yep. Do you wish you kept Tiffany at the final six? Okay.
Yeah, he's going to say no.
Okay. All right. Let's see what happens.
Looking back at the game, there's virtually no moves that I regret. So as far as keeping Tiffany at final six, the only reason I actually chose not to do so was because once the cookout achieved its goal of getting all of us to the end, I realized that we had a moment of deciding not just that there was going to be a black winner, but we also had an opportunity to decide how that person won. And for me, I knew that I didn't want to win, you know, in any way possible. I wanted to win playing at a certain standard and bringing the best competitors in the game to the end. When I say competitors, I don't just mean competitions. I mean competency, social, and on the strategic side as well. Tiffany was someone who was well-rounded at all three of those, and someone who I thought was a great player in the game. However, at the end, she did, by her own admission, do things that were selfish and disloyal. And since I knew that we were going to have the first black winner of Big Brother, those were qualities that I had not wanted to be represented in our final two. And that led me to have to choose between Xavier and Tiffany. Up to that point, Xavier had showed a consistency with making decisions that weren't selfish. And that was what I decided I would want to bring to the end of the game with me. And so I have no regrets around that decision, even though I love Tiffany and respect her so highly and think she's incredible in every way. I know that my only real regret is just not winning that last HOH or veto. So that is something that I would change.
Taryn, you have the clip ready?
Shut the up, Kylan.
We didn't even ask him about that. It wasn't even there yet. We hadn't even gotten to that question.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Stop it.
Do you regret evicting Tiffany at the final six? Mm-hmm. No. She didn't represent what I wanted to see in the winner of Big Brother because by her own admission, she played selfishly. Mm-hmm. And okay. All right, Kylan.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Let's see where we go from here, Taryn. Question number two for Kylan. Here we go.
Did you smell trouble brewing while you were on the block this week?
Could you smell any trouble brewing?
Yeah.
When you were on the block this week, Kylan?
Yeah. You know, he's very good at sniffing out trouble.
I think, sniff anything out.
Yeah, I think he'll say yeah.
Okay, let's see what he says.
Being put on the block at Final Four didn't necessarily bother me. However, especially because I volunteered and said it doesn't matter. We all know it's about the veto. However, as soon as Xavier had won that HOH, I knew it was possible that he could turn out to be someone who prioritized winning at any cost over winning in a specific way. And that's something that by its own right is perfectly respectable. I chose not to go that path because I wanted the first black winner of Big Brother to win in a specific way, holding certain values and certain principles above the win by any means that has become so commonplace in the game. And I don't regret feeling that way. I don't regret making those decisions. But I also understand why other people might value different things and make other decisions. So I knew that was a possibility as soon as I didn't win HOH. And then as soon as I didn't win the veto, I was concerned about it. But seeing my only way out being compromising on those values, as far as something like lying to Big D about my intentions for Final Two, wasn't something that I was willing to do and not something I would change, even knowing the outcome.
Taryn, you know what's infuriating about all this?
Which
man?
Which one? Which part?
This man, in 5 days, will vote for Big D to win this season?
It's possible he votes for Xavier over Big D to prove how much of a gentleman he is. But, you know, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For all of his values, for all of the worthy winner that he will. I'm telling you, Big D vote coming in 5 days.
I mean, like, the thing is that, like, his own words do not line up. He keeps saying, like, I mean, look, I get it. It's a perfectly respectable way to play the game. If you want to do it, if you want to do it that way, it's not what I would do. And then, but it's fine. In the same breath, he's saying, by doing this, Xavier is choosing to raise his nephew to be a coward. By doing this, his nephew doesn't have anybody to look up to anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, pick one, dude.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to question number three, Taryn. All right, here we go. Question number three.
Do you have any complaints about the way Xavier handled his HOH this week?
Do you have any complaints about the way Xavier handled the HOH this week?
For example, if you could rate it out of 5 stars, What do you think it would be?
Hmm. Yeah. Let's see.
I don't know if I have any complaints about the way Xavier handled his HOH this week. He was playing a cautious game in terms of avoiding having obstacles at him getting to the end of the game. So for him, if you look at our competition record, we played against each other, I believe, 11 times in games that mattered. And I won 8 of those times, at least beat him 8 of those times, if not winning the full competition. So even if we throw out some of the ones that may have not been needed wins, I mean, I still won 5 times versus his 3. Given our history, I think that there was a good chance I could beat him in that last HOH. And given our roles throughout the game, even if I brought him to final 2, I think there's a good chance I could have won the game. His decision to remove me at this point rather than face me in either of those scenarios suggests to me that he felt the same. And his caution around giving me a heads up and letting me know, even though there's nothing that I could have done to stop it without compromising my values. Just let me know that he thought, like him, that I might be of that same mindset of winning by any means. But it just turned out, as everyone at home knew, I was actually serious about the things that I said in terms of the standards that I personally valued. And him being of a different mindset just had him looking at things a different way. I understand why he did what he did. I think it's perfectly respectable in its own rights. It's just different priorities and values than I have given the representation opportunity that we have here. And I'm fine with those choices that I made, and I understand his.
All right.
There you go. No complaints.
No complaints.
That sounded exactly like no complaints to me.
He just thought Xavier wanted the same things that he did, and that he could have even told Xavier could have even told Kylan, because Kylan would not have stepped on his values and tried to flip Big D, because that would have been gone against the values that he said.
I mean, look, this guy is a master. The way that he walks the line between so many different things, so that he is justifiably complaining, but also gets to say that he could have, if he wanted to, do better. I mean, he's basically saying that that Xavier did not have to leave him in the dark, because he would not have convinced Big D to save him, but not because he's not capable of it, just because it would have gone against his morals. So it was still in the wrong for Xavier to do it, even though Xavier is right, he was capable, but Xavier was wrong because he was wrong that he would even do it. Mm-hmm. So Xavier's wrong and Kylan's right. Yeah. But no complaints.
Xavier just has a really bad read on the house.
Yeah, it's oof.
Okay. All right. Two more questions with Kylan. Here's question number four.
And in what ways do you feel you would need to change your strategy if you were to play on an all-star season?
This is a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. That Kylan has, look at him. He lit up.
It's his primary goal.
Yeah. Okay. What's he going to do differently on the all-star season?
If I were to play an all-star season, that would be the dream because one, I love this game. Like from the very first episode I ever watched, I was obsessed. I love everything about it. I thought it was incredible. And then getting into the game was a dream come true. And I was very conscious about enjoying even the hard part. So as far as changing my strategy and playing in a new game, the dream would be to have that opportunity because then I could focus just on me. This season, we had the cookout. And that created a mission starting from day one that people had to be willing to sacrifice their own individual game for the group. I found myself in that position often, whether that was making a move that put a target on my back or got blood in my hands so that way I could keep targets off of other members who may not be able to protect themselves, or sending home allies that I knew had my back and would be good for my individual game because they were too much of a threat for the cookout to reach the end of the game. These were tough decisions as far as tough to actually carry out, especially the emotional side. As far as making those decisions, that to me, I had zero hesitation. I knew that we had something bigger than any of our individual games and bigger than the game as a whole. This was about representation as an opportunity. So if I had another chance, to play after this, now that we've already had a Black Winter, I could focus on myself. I could make the moves that I want to make, and I would be able to kind of play any sort of game that I wanted. And, you know, that to me is exciting and something I'm praying to have the chance for.
I love that you said prayer. I love that. Let me see your prayer. So I think that we might have run out of time with Kylan. I'm not sure if we had a let me ask Sam in the private chat if he knows what the fifth question. I'm not sure if maybe that we had a question that didn't get through or if they just said, okay, these are supposed to be 5-minute interviews and this is 8 minutes.
Yeah, I believe the fifth question was supposed to be like something along the lines of what criteria did you use? He basically already answered it when he talked about Tiffany and he's answered it in other interviews. So in terms of like, why did you decide that, you know, how did you decide who was the most deserving of
to go to the end? There were lots of times when, you know, Kylan, you know, did what was not best for his personal game for the benefit of the cookout, like when he sent Tiffany home at the final six HOH.
It's look, Rob, it feels like there's something that you don't understand. It's that
that is not how long-term thinking works.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just not how long-term thinking works. He is playing to come back for All-Stars. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch out.
Is it heroes versus villains? Is that the theme?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So that's going to do it for our exit interview with Kylan. Of course, hope you enjoyed that experience. We also have a live show tonight coming up. We'll have our Friday night recap, maybe of the recap, when it's going to be myself, Taryn, Chappelle, and Liana after the episode tonight. And of course, if you are leaving us now, hope you check out our recap. And then, of course, Sunday night, again, there's so much Big Brother left. So hope to see you there.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.